We're continuing Chayyadim, Chalam Adalit, Sim involved. And we left off yesterday that we said, the Chayyadim says that washing is not considered a haskalah for the meal. The Gemara says, in regards to Mincha, that if it was, that whatever type of meal that you're not, that we have a problem with a person starting before Mincha, if he was maskal, and there's going to be time after the planned end of the meal, he's allowed, once he started already, he's not mechuyav to be mafsik for mincha. Mincha is drabanan. He should not have started, but once he started, he's not mechuyav to be mafsik. The Gemara says, what's called starting? When you loosen your belt. The Gemara says, a person, they wore very tight belts, and when they would eat, they would loosen their belt. That's considered haskalah. So we see haskalah does not necessarily mean actually eating. Haskalah is sufficient to say that he's getting ready for the meal. So obviously, according to that, washing one's hands would be considered a haskalah. And here the Chayyadim says very clearly that washing one's hands is not considered a haskalah, except for the issue of once you made a bracha, you have a problem with bracha lebatola issues. So what's the difference? So we already indicated that Marv is different than Mincha. And Mincha, there's an opinion which says that a Surah Katana is Mutter, only Surah Dela is Osir. By Marv, there's no question that even Surah Katana is Osir, because there's a greater concern by Marv. A person that comes in from the field, from the end of the day of work, he sits down to eat, he gets into his eating mode, etc. It's very possible he will eat and he will go to sleep and never die from Marv. So, as opposed to by Mincha, the concern is that he's going to be distracted. Over here, the concern is not distraction. The concern is that there's going to be an actual, the meal itself acts as a vehicle to cause him to eat. You get tired, you end up napping, and next thing you know, he falls asleep and he's tired, exhausted from the day, and it's gone. So therefore, over here, we're more machmer. So the same way we're more machmer in regards to the size of the meal, we're also going to be more machmer in regards to the halacha of what's considered haskalah. We're going to give the leniency of what your maskalah, that it's going, you're not mechuyav to be mafsik, but only if the person mamash actually started to eat, not the person washes his hands. Now, let's say a person started beheter. So we said that within a half an hour before the zman already, a person should not start. If a person started before that half an hour, he started beheter, then he's not mechuyav to be mafsik, because that's what I'm mechuyav to be mafsik. I'm going to skip the next point. The Chayyadim gives me a general rule. V'chein adin. So this just b'im yudeya is. Let's skip that one sentence. V'chein adin mechol davar shomei natara. Now this he gives. Let's give a general rule. So I just told you a few things. So the general rule when you're dealing with mitzvah min araisa, hiskol beheter, tanochati shor kadam azman. If a person started in the time which Chazal allowed him, a half hour before the time of the mitzvah, in circle of hafsik. He started beheter, he's not mechuyav to be mafsik. If he started beiser, the haynu pachas mechati shor, he did not give himself that half hour buffer. Tzarech lahafsik. He is mechuyav to interrupt for mitzvah d'oraisa. Of mitzvah d'rabbashin. Mirabonon. Fel hiskel meisra. In tzarech lahafsik. When a person is dealing with mitzvah d'rabbonon, even though he should not have started, once he started, he's not mechuyav to interrupt. And this is relevant. A lulav in the cholamoyin is not d'oraisa, except in the Beis HaMikdash. This is relevant. Regards to Mincha, this discussion will come up. We'll talk about regards to B'dikas Chametz before Tfilas Musaf, etc. Now, Chutz B'Tfilas Shacharis. Shacharis has a whole new ball game. The Chazal said that a person cannot eat before he has davened to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to grant him life. So by Shacharis, even if he started beheter, middle of the night, he decided to eat something, once it comes time for Shacharis, he has to interrupt. Now, all of this is we're talking about the issue of starting. And we mentioned that the person knows he's got, that even if he started beiser, he's not mechilas sefer d'rabbanan because there'll be time afterwards based on the plan. Yes, there's a concern he might be nimshach, and that's the concern. But on the practical level, his plan is to have time. But if it's a situation where it's not going to have time, that's a different ballgame. And that was that sentence that we skipped, which we go back to Beis Hashem in tomorrow's shir.